This is Ron Moss from The Heart. I wanted to try and ask a question. Do you remember, and you know, a lot of times when you have the opportunity to do podcasts, you get a lot of times to reflect back on things and then kind of have some ideas that resurface. This is something that I probably have talked about before, but I think it becomes very important to continue a conversation on it. But do you remember the first time you voted and why? Did you do it because everybody else did it, or you felt like it was kind of a rites of passage because you were 18 years old and you know, one of the things that you were able to do or considered grown was being able to vote. In your family, was that a topic of discussion? Was that a dinner table conversation? Was it a conversation that, you know, other family members would talk about? You know, and what I mean by that is that was that something that was kind of on the horizon, you know? The first time, or when it was time to get your driver's license or your permit, it was kind of a conversation that built up to that. Hey, it's about that time, you know. But what about, you know, when it was time to prepare the boat? Was that a conversation that took place? Was it something that you understood the process because your mother did? Your mother was a voter. Your father was a voter. Your aunts and uncles voted. You know, other people that you knew voted. And so it was a topic of conversation, particularly when it was election time, particularly when there were local races for, you know, city council, county council, mayor, other Senate, state Senate seats and things of that nature. And so it was a conversation that took place a lot that allowed you the opportunity to kind of get prepared, knowing that when I turn 18, this would be one of the responsibilities that I would take on, and knew that, you know, my vote mattered. And I say that because, you know, I am one of the people that look back on those times. And I think the hardest part about this journey of life is learning from your mistakes. And learning from your mistakes mean learning as you grow and as you mature and as you get wiser and as you come into this thing of knowledge and understanding. And, you know, I cannot remember a process of getting ready to vote. I cannot remember any discussions on it. I can't remember where it was something that was talked about at the dinner table, where it was talked about, you know, anytime. You know, I cannot remember a conversation that steered around voting. I just knew that, I think hearing it in school, that, you know, maybe it came up in a conversation that, you know, when you turn 18, you can vote. And so, you know, I don't think that I voted. I don't know. I guess I could probably do some research and find out. I just never really thought about the candidates. You know, I didn't, you know, I just kind of voted the way other people were voting. Or if somebody happened to come up to me and say, hey, if I were you, I would vote for, you know, I would probably do that because I knew nothing about the candidates. I didn't know their policies or what they believed in or any of that stuff, you know, never even thought twice about it. And to be honest with you, probably up until 5 years ago is when I really started to look at candidates and Google their history and try to learn something about them and learn something about their consistency their consistency as it relates to the things that they believed in and how did they line up with what I believed in. But look where we are right now. we are in a situation where I just believe that we have a lot of power. And in 2023, there's a whole lot of folk out there that believe in treating everyone fairly, that believe that everyone has a stake in this world. We all have differences. We live in a very, very diverse world. But I just believe the fact that because we're allowed to live in it, we have to figure out a way to get along in it too. Because if we're honest with each other, if we really kind of believe in what's real, nobody's going anywhere. Matter of fact, things are becoming more diverse and more different than we probably have ever experienced before in a long time. And I think the ultimate question is that you can create as many laws, as you can stop as many opportunities to be widely educated or diversely educated. You can do all those things from a perspective of the political system. But people will continue to thrive. People will continue to grow. But I guess what I'm saying and what I'm realizing is because it is a system that controls a lot of the narratives that happen from city to city, from state to state, that, and it's a part of our system of lifestyle and our system of life since I can remember. And it seems as though it's not going anywhere. Wouldn't it make sense to have people in those positions of authority that are your local mayors, that are your local county city councils, that are your state run positions, all the way up to DC, where you have folks on the House and the Senate, all the way up to the vice president and president, that it would make sense to have folk who share the idea that the country, the world is continuing to be diverse, that is continuing to change and be different. And if you're trying to line up on one side, whether we want to understand this or not, the world has never been one color. Never. There are particular countries that are predominant in a certain color. True, if we travel to Russia, there's probably a good chance that 90% of their population may be people of white skin. If we travel to Africa, there's a good chance that 90% of the people there have dark skin. So those things happen. Those things are part of our lifestyle. Won't change, won't go away. So here in the United States of America, because we are a free country with free democracy, with free sets of rules and free sets and free ways of people coming and migrating to this country and making this their home. And so folk, I say it again, so folk are not going anywhere. So it would behoove us to figure out a way to work together to make our spaces and our space matter, not just to me, but for everybody. And if you have been brought up in a system of hate, then you'll be the minority. You'll be the group that won't matter. If you are a person that's trying to destroy education, trying to destroy people of color, trying to destroy people who are different, then you'll become the minority. You will lose. Think about it. God bless you. all. May heaven smile upon you all. Oh, yeah. Peace.